They remember how their friends were wounded or killed. They remember times when they were inches or seconds from their own death. Far from combat, death and destruction are no longer inevitable. The war might end. The missions might be canceled. With these thoughts, men become nervous about going back in. As soon as they are back in, however, those doubts and that nervousness are gone. The callousness, the cold-bloodedness, the calmness return. Once more, there's a job to be done. The old confidence comes back, the thrill of combat returns, and the drive to excel and win takes over again. If that sounds idealized, it can't be helped. That is the way Lipton and many others in Easy, and many others in the Airborne and throughout the American Army, and come to that, in the German and Red Armies too, fought the war. But by no means does Lipton's analysis apply to all soldiers. Millions of men fought in World War II. No one man can speak for all of them. Still, Lipton's insights into the emotional state of the combat soldier provide guidance into attempting to understand how men put up with combat. Coming out of Normandy, many of the men of Easy were fighting mad at the Germans and absolutely convinced the Allies would win the war. "I hope to go back soon," Webster told his parents, "for I owe the Germans several bullets and as many hand grenades as I can throw." The Germans had cut the throats of paratroops caught in their harnesses, bayoneted them, stripped them, shot them, wiped out an aid station. "Because of these atrocities, we do not intend to show them mercy. As to the outcome, after seeing that beachhead, a breathtaking panorama of military might, I know we cannot lose. As for the paratroopers, they are out for blood. I hope to be back in on the kill." Promotions were made. Welsh and Compton moved up from second to first lieutenant. Regiment needed new junior officers to replace casualties. Winters recommended Sergeant James Deal, who had acted as company first sergeant in Normandy, for a battlefield commission. Colonel Sink approved. So Deal became a second lieutenant and was assigned to another company in the 506th. Winters moved Lipton up to replace him as company first sergeant. Leo Boyle became staff sergeant at Company HQ. Bill Guarnieri became a staff sergeant. Don Malarkey, Warren Muck, Paul Rogers, and Mike Ranney jumped from private to sergeant. Ranney had been a sergeant but was busted to PFC during the Sobel Mutiny.